Hold it, fellas. Now, don't move me. Let's get real, real gone for a change.
It's time to get real gone on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Here's your host, James Riley.
Hey, I'm jamming James Riley on your favorite hour for great music and interviews. It's the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. And we've got new tunes from Charlie Crockett, the Carolyn Sills Combo, Marty Brom, Todd Daywaite, Deke Dickerson and the Sex Phonics, Bamboozle, Janova Magnus, Sarah May, a new track by Danny O and the Astrotones in our instrumental breakdown, our Hey Mr. DJ request segment, we take a trip to the doo-wop corner, and we hear a debut rockin' single from 1959 from an artist that is insanely popular. She has her own theme park, as a matter of fact. And still, there's more. Let's start it off with a new single on Sleazy Records called Hot, Hot Heat. It's Pat Capote on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour.
Day by day, I can't burn around town anymore when I'm stopped everywhere I go. Yeah, sure is hot, even around the board. You're in my brain, the hot, hot heat. Well, I'm throwing down the doors and I'm climbing the walls. You know I gotta make my escape. We're headed when I'm free. No, I won't stop until I run.
Dickerson. Keep it right here for more of the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour with Jammin' James Riley.
Uno, dos, uno, dos, tres.
I woke up this morning and I couldn't find my shoes. I woke up this morning and I couldn't find my shoes. Well, my baby's gone away and left me with the barefoot blues. When I'm walking on a beach, I got the sand between my toes. When I'm walking on a beach, I got the sand between my toes. Well, with no shoes on, I got the blues everywhere I go. I got the barefoot blues.
I got the barefoot blues.
I got the barefoot blues.
I got the barefoot blues. hush puppies, or will I get a pair of boots? Will I get some hush puppies, or maybe a new pair of boots? I got no money in my pocket, but I sure got the barefoot blues. Here we go now.
The latest from Marty Brom on Invicken Records from her Midnight Bus release. It's called If Was a Fifth, We'd All Be Drunk. Great new album from Marty Brom. New single from Deke Dickerson and the Saxphonics in the mix as well, singing about those barefoot blues. Time now for our instrumental breakdown. Larry Collins and Joe Mathis and their fiery flying fingers on their double neck guitars from 1957 on a tune called Early American. But get it started from their new album introducing Danny O and the Astertones, a tune that is mostly instrumental except for them saying the title of the song a few times, called Machine Gun.
It's the instrumental breakdown on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour.
Machine Gun. Machine gun. Machine gun. Machine gun. machine gun.
Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. So many great releases this year, as well as documentaries. Perhaps you watched the Ken Burns 8-episode country music documentary. Now, in fact, I know some of you did because our request this hour came from songs that appeared on there. Now, one episode, they talked about Marty Robbins and his classic El Paso from 60 years ago in 1959. Now, at 4 minutes 38 seconds, record executives said it was too long, that it wouldn't get airplay. Well, of course, they were wrong. It was a huge hit, to say the least, number one on both the Billboard Hot Country and Western sides, as well as the Billboard Hot 100 chart. And fast forward to 2019 and the Carolyn Sills combo recorded an EP called Return to El Paso, where they reimagined that famous song along with more of the character's stories. The first track is Felina, a character that you'd recognize from the song El Paso. Now here's the crazy part. They finished recording it and then realized the length of the song. That's right, Felina, at 4 minutes, 38 seconds.
Hi, this is Carolyn Sills, and you better keep it right here on the Rockabilly and Blues Hour with Jim and James Riley.
Oh, Felina, don't go to Rome. I got a feeling that Cantina's due for a fight. Oh, Felina, those men don't care that you're mine. They only care that you're dancing one dime at a time. Oh, Felina, I know we agree. Making a fool out of me. stars in his eyes. He reached for your ways just like all the rest. And my hand in a rage put a knife to his chest. And if you hadn't pulled me away, I'd have taken his life. Oh, Felina, don't go to Roses tonight.
We all know things come and go. is it my fault? I just don't know who to blame. But I know it looks like rain.
It's the Queen of Rockabilly, Wanda Jackson, Bye Bye Baby, from her 1961 Capitol Records release, There's a Party Going On. Also new from Todd Day Waite in the mix from his Country Roots Records single release, produced by Mark Neal, Who's to Blame. Now let's take a walk to the Doo-Wop Corner. Look forward to the doo-wop corner and getting a chance to spotlight doo-wop music. We'll hear a group that was formed in 1955 in junior high school in Queens, New York. They were then called the Silvertones. They changed their name to the Cleftones and recorded Little Girl of Mine in 1956, reaching number 8 on the Rhythm and Blues chart. But before that, we hear a group formed in Philadelphia, first using the name the Thunderbirds. They changed their name to the Silhouettes. This song was originally the B-side to a single called I Am Lonely, and issued by their manager, Kay Williams, on his Junior Records label, before being sold to Ember label in late 1956. This song went on to be number one on both the rhythm and blues charts and the pop charts. They performed it on American Bandstand, selling over 1 million copies, and has since appeared in several film soundtracks. I'm talking about the Silhouettes and Get a Job on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour, Doo Wop Corner.
Get a job. Sha-la-la-la, you may be worried about the time to get me out of my bed of crying for a job. You're after breakfast every day, as you know the warnings ran my way. I never fail to say, get a job. Sha-la-la-la, 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 sha-la-la-la.
Well, when I get the paper, I read it me.
I then go back to the house, hear that woman's mouth
reaching and crying, tell me that I'm lying about a job that I never could find.
Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la,
bottle. Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la, bottle.
Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la,
bottle.
Sha-la-la-la,
sha-la-la-la,
This is the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. I'm your host, Jammin' James Riley. Our website is rockabillynblues.com. Rockabilly, the letter N, blues.com. rockabillynbluesradiohour@gmail.com is our email in case you have a request, and we'll play a couple of those later on in our Hey, Mr. DJ segment. Now, in 1959, a 13-year-old Dolly Parton recorded a single called Puppy Love in a Brenda Lee rockabilly style on a small Louisiana label called Gold Band Records. She, of course, is one of the biggest icon artists over the past 50 plus years. She has 41 career top 10 country albums, a record for any artist. She has 110 career charted singles over the past 40 years, 9 Grammy Awards, 2 Academy Award nominations, 10 Country Music Association Awards, 7 Academy of Country Music Awards, 3 American Music Awards, and is one of only 7 female artists to win the Country Music Association's Entertainer of the Year. But let's go back to where she started it all. At age 13, Dolly Parton and Puppy Love.
Makes me
That's new from Sarah May and a cover of Mama, He Treats Your Daughter Mean from her latest I Ain't Gonna Hush, which is good for us, because lots of great tunes on that one. Let's go back to 1996 in a collaboration between Waylon Jennings and the Old 97s. Now, Waylon had seen the band in concert in Atlanta and raved about them, and eventually they collaborated on a couple of tunes that wasn't released until 2013. Here's one of them, called Iron Road.
List of reasons I keep round, why I never had a family, why I never settled down, why I'd sooner in the mirror see a hobo looking loose. But the reasons now escape me as I walk the iron road. Like a lot of kids, I left my boyhood home, worked a little till the closest that I ever got to an address or a phone was today I spent my last 2 minutes on a one-page letter home. At 21, my arches lay down flat. At 22, I started taking loans. But if the train will come, I'll wipe the boxcar dirt from off my bones. Iron
what's it gonna be? Cause it's high time to give me the lowdown. Yes, it's high time to give me the lowdown. This is high time, don't waste my time. High time to give me the lowdown.
I rolled in town and I laid my money down on a game that was made to lose. Everything I had, I carry on my back. I don't want nothing I can't use. 7 come 11, I will speak. 7 come 11, you gon' see. Well, I once had me a sweet girl, fair and young and fine. I was her and she was mine. Best cut that thing, you know, but all along she rode. When will you be coming home? 7 come 11, I will speak. 7 come 11, you gon' see. So when I come around on my body through this town, keep my words on your mind. I try to hold on to the love that I have found. Lay my poor burden down. 7 come 11, I will be. 7 come 11, you gon' see. Well, I drank up all the liquor and I burned down all your teeth. I swam across the blood red sea. But when the second angel came from the heaven, it did rain like Revelation 16:3. 7 come 11, I will speak. 7 come 11, you gon' see. 7 come 11, I will speak. 7 come 11, you gon' see. Now, Lord.
Your source for rockabilly, blues, surf, early country, early rock and roll, and Ameripolitan music. This is the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. We just heard Charlie Crockett from his latest album, The Valley, and a track called 7 Come 11. Bamboozle in the mix, too, with a track called The Lowdown, taken from their Retrograde album. Fantastic new project from them. Now let's hear some of your requests, and hey, Mr. DJ.
Mr. DJ, can't you please play?
Hello, Mr. DJ.
There goes the last DJ.
Well, I'm gonna write a little letter, I'm gonna mail it to my local DJ. Yeah, it's a jumping little record I want my jockey to play.
I love this part of the show. Hey, Mr. DJ lets me spin some of your requests. As I mentioned earlier, obviously some folks watch the country music documentary, as both of these songs could be heard on there. Brenda Lee, Little Miss Dynamite, recorded One Step at a Time on January the 3rd, 1957, and released just 25 days later, where it later peaked at number 15 on the country chart and 43 on the Billboard Hot 100. But first, let's hear from America's most colorful hillbilly band, Maddox Brothers and Rose, from 1951 on 4 Star Records. Here they are with new Step It Up and Go on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Hey, Mr. DJ.
Let's step it up and go.
Well, let's go.
Brenda Lee from Nashville, Tennessee. Keep it right here for more of the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour with Jim and James Riley.
Just take one step at a time. Just one step at a time.
Word by word and take it page by page. Just one step at a time. It may take a little bit longer, but the web you weave will be stronger. One step at a time, boy. Just one step at a time. You gotta plant your feet on solid ground. You can't climb a tree and then chop it down. You gotta start from scratch, work your way on up. Every old underdog once was a pup. Just one step at a time, boy. Just one step at a time. Word by word and take it page by page. Just one step at a time. It may take a little bit longer, but the web you weave will be stronger. One step at a time, boy. Just one step at a time. Just one step at a time, boy. Just one step at a time. Day by day, take it year by year. Just one step at a time. It may take a little bit longer, but the way you weave will be stronger. One step at a time, boy. Just one step at a time.
Just got home from Illinois. Locked the front door, oh boy. Got to sit down, take a rest on the porch. Imagination sets in. Pretty soon I'm singing. Do do do, looking out my back door. The giants were doing cartwheels. Statue wearing high heels. Look at all the happy creatures dancing on the lawn. Dinosaur Vic Trotter listening to Buck Owens. Do do do, looking out my back door. Tambourines and elephants are playing in the band. Won't you take a ride on the flying spoon? Do do do, wondrous apparition provided by magicians. Do it, do it, do, looking out my back door. Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
take a ride on a flying spoon. Doo-doo-doo, bother me tomorrow. Today I'll buy no sorrow. Doo-doo-doo, looking out my back door, oh, yeah.
Oh, come on.
Forward trouble, Illinois. Lock the front door, oh boy. Look at all the happy creatures dancing on the lawn. Bother me tomorrow. Today I'll buy no sorrow. Do it, do it, do. Looking out my back door. Do it, do it, do. Looking out my back door.
From the album Change in the Weather, Janava Magnus sings John Fogerty, her cover of Looking Out My Back Door. I saw her perform recently for Americana Conference in Nashville, and she said basically she could have blindfolded herself, had all of the song titles of John Fogerty's solo and Creedence Clearwater Revival written on a wall, thrown a dart, and it would have been a great song, whatever it landed on. You've been listening to the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Stay tuned for more great music and interviews. And as always, I'm Jammin' James Riley saying keep on rockin'.